please pardon my voice this morning. I'm feeling quite a bit under the weather, so that's why my voice is a little nasally this morning. So sorry about that. Please pardon me. Friends, it is a great joy that I announce to you that today, actually yesterday, the Diocese of Wichita has been blessed with 10 new priests. Yesterday, I was able to celebrate the ordination mass at the Church of the Magdalene. It lasted 2.5 hours. I think that's the longest mass that I've ever been to in my life. But it was full of joy, and it didn't seem like 2.5 hours. But we get to welcome as priests 10 new brothers in the priesthood. So please pray for them in their first years as a priest. They receive their assignments right after their ordination mass, and the first parish that a priest goes to always has a special place in their heart. So please pray for them that they may be holy and happy priests. Today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And to tell you the truth, for many priests, this is the toughest Sunday to preach a homily. So the newly ordained priests are quite lucky that their first masses fell on this weekend, because usually you ask another priest to preach your first mass, so they're really off the hook. But it's difficult to preach about the Trinity often, because it's the highest and the most mysterious truth of the Christian faith, that there is one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Ultimately, yes, this is a mystery. It's a truth that we cannot fully comprehend, but just because we can't fully comprehend, it doesn't mean that we can't understand something about it. Even if we tried our hardest to fully grasp the Trinity, it would not be possible. But because God loves us, and because God wants to enter into a relationship with each one of us, God doesn't just leave us on our own. He doesn't just abandon us and expect us to, hey, you guys figure it out on your own. Yet God, rather, He tells us who He is. That He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we say, yes, I believe. Why? Because God says so. Because God is loving, because we can trust Him. And He has also given us the gift of faith to believe in Him. There are three specific moments, if we look at them, there's three specific moments that we profess our faith in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. First and foremost is the Creed. Whenever we gather for Sunday Mass and if you look at the Creed, it's structured. I believe in God the Father who created me. I believe in God the Son who redeemed me. And I believe in God the Holy Spirit who sanctifies me and lives in His church. We also profess our faith in the Trinity when we make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Or when we say the glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Faith in the Trinity, this is what sets us apart as Christians. Sets us apart from Judaism, sets us apart from Islam, sets us apart from all the other religions. We believe we are a Trinitarian faith as Christians. Sets us apart from all the other religions. We believe, yes, there is one God, but that God exists Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But we must remember that the Trinity is not simply this high and lofty truth of our faith that has no impact on our lives. But instead, the Blessed Trinity has very much profoundly impacted each one of our lives. St. Paul tells us in the second reading today that on the day of our baptism, we received the Spirit of adoption, making us sons and daughters of God. On the day of our baptism, God adopted us as His sons and daughters. So that, imagine that, we can call God Abba, Father. we're able to call God Father. And this happened on the day of our baptism, which was the most important day of our lives. On that day, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit came to live in our soul and still lives inside us when we are in the state of grace. Have you ever stopped to consider what that means? That God, the Blessed Trinity, dwells in us. That it's not just a saying, but it's a reality. That the Blessed Trinity dwells in us. There's a saint that I would like to introduce you to, and she can teach us what this means. Her name is Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. And she lived in France about 200 years ago. As a young girl, she was a very normal girl. She was popular among the youth, and she was a gifted pianist. She often visited the sick when she was a teenager, and she taught catechism lessons to children. Elizabeth, however, she received her first Holy Communion at the age of 11. And when she received her first Holy Communion, it was from that moment, for the rest of her life, she became acutely aware of God's presence within her soul. That her soul was the house of God. At the age of 21, Elizabeth became a Carmelite nun, and she was given the name when she entered the convent, when she made her vows, Sister Elizabeth of the Trinity. And she was beatified by St. John Paul II in 1984 and was canonized just 2 years ago by Pope Francis. And I had the privilege of being present at her canonization, which was a great gift to me because I've had a devotion to her for some time. And the reason that I relate to you her life on this today, on this Trinity Sunday, is because she reminds us that the Trinity is not simply a mystery that we can't fully grasp, but that the Trinity is God Himself who lives in our soul. And she reminds us that our fundamental vocation, our fundamental calling as Christians is to be holy, is to be saints, to live in union with the Trinity here in this life, and also to live in union with the Trinity in the next life in heaven. I would like to end by praying a prayer that it was composed by Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. And it is a prayer that is addressed to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O my God, Trinity, whom I adore, help me forget myself entirely so as to establish myself in you, unmovable and peaceful, as if my soul were already in eternity. May nothing be able to trouble my peace or make me leave you, O my unchanging God, but may each minute bring me more deeply into your mystery. Grant my soul peace. Make it your heaven, your beloved dwelling, and the place of your rest. May I never abandon you there, but may I be there, whole and entire, completely vigilant in my faith, entirely adoring, and wholly given over to your creative action. Friends, may we also make St. Elizabeth's words our own, that our souls too may be heaven because God dwells there, that our souls may be His beloved dwelling place and the place where He finds rest. Amen.